Peter, a while back, you had some great shows with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Something new for you, something new for them. And now here comes this ballet thing coming up this Friday and Saturday in the Aronoff Center. How did this whole thing come about?
When I released my instrumental album, Fingerprints, 2006, right after that, the Cincy Ballet came to me and asked if they could use some of my recorded music, probably, I think, two or three tracks from Fingerprints, and then maybe a vocal from something else. I think it was Not Forgotten, from another album, and asked if they could use it to do a pas de deux, one man, one woman dancer, as part of one of their shows, performances. And I said, absolutely, I was honored. So then I went on the road crazy and didn't actually see the performance, wasn't in town. And then Victoria, head of the ballet there, got me the DVD of this. When I saw it, I was just really moved by the combination of the great choreography and my music, which was just fantastic, you know, honor to see this. Someone who put this amount of work into and emotion into some of my music. So anyway, cut a long story short, Victoria and I ended up hooking up because I was busy touring and doing stuff, and then invited me down to ballet headquarters. And I saw them rehearsing, I think, for Carmen a couple of years ago. And it was phenomenal to see the entire company there and everything. And while I was there, Victoria said, we love doing the short performance to your music. What do you think about the possibility of doing the whole evening? And I thought, wow, that would be great. Now, I'm still thinking she's talking about recorded music of mine that we choose together, and I'd be sitting in the audience. And then she said, no. You'll be on stage playing it. Oh, my God. My stomach turned over at that point. I thought, wow, well, that's phenomenal. What an idea. Scary and exciting all at the same time. So I said, yes, I would love it. And then she explained that they'd done it a year or two before with Over the Rhine, and it went extremely well. So I said, yeah. And then she said, you just tell us what music you would like us to use. Give us a list and we'll choose what we can do three sets out of, three acts, three 20-minute acts. And I said, well, that's great, I said, but if we're going to do this, why don't we do at least one of the acts? I'll write 20 minutes. They're all 20 minutes long, the three acts. I'll write some brand new music for it. And she got very excited at that point. And so did I, actually, you know, because it was the prospect of writing something for something completely different, completely out of the ballpark for me, and pretty much for them too, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was it. That's how it all happened. And then now we're going to be starting to rehearse on Sunday the music, and then following week we come up to Cincy and we'll be rehearsing with the entire Cincy Ballet Company, which is just, again, it's exciting and scary.
Yeah. They got some wonderful choreographers. Devin Carney's going to do this, Adam Hoagland, and then a great team, Missy Lazimmer and Andrew Hubbard collaborating.
Yes, they're all, and I've spoken to them all, and Devin, of course, is the one that did the original choreography, which I saw, which just blew me away. So, yeah, I just, to have all these choreography, Missy, and obviously as a team, but to have the three different choreographers working on these three different acts is going to be very special.
Indeed. With this original piece that you have written or are writing, in your composing of this piece, have you gone about it in any different sort of direction or different way than when you're writing your pop material?
Yes, I think so. I mean, obviously, they used my material that I had already written. You know, I was writing for an instrumental album, and they liked that, so they used it. But this time, it was, okay, I'm not writing it for anything other than to have choreography done for the ballet. So there was no restraints on, well, we've got to have a chorus here, we've got to have a verse here, we've got to have this here. That all went out the window because it could be instrumental, it could be vocal, and where it changed and where the mood changed was sort of where myself and Gordon Kennedy, who is my co-writer that we've been working together for, I don't know, 14 years now. So I wrote one of them completely on my own, which is the one complete instrumental. But there's seven separate pieces that just all sort of flow together. I remember speaking to Adam about it, and I said, well, look, before I start writing these, what would you like? What are you expecting? And he said, your music, just give me a beginning, a middle, and an end. So that was, okay, basically, I can do whatever I want, which was what I wanted to do. Whatever came to me and I felt would be good, I was going to concentrate on those pieces that just felt right. So that's what we did.
So in this new material, is it purely instrumental or are there any vocals?
No, there is vocal in six of the seven pieces, but not as much vocal as there would be necessarily in a song that would be written and recorded for a CD. It doesn't follow as many patterns like, okay, now there's an introduction, now there's a verse, now there's a bridge, now there's a chorus, now there's a solo. It might be all solo to start with, and then instrumental, and then it breaks into a vocal. So it's not as format as there is. I'd say there's one really format song in there that was something we'd already written that just seemed perfect for this. But others, we just sort of, well, we feel like we need an instrumental passage here. Let's just change the mood. And it was very interesting to do it that way.
We're visiting with Peter Frampton. He and the band will be in town to play music while the Cincinnati Ballet dancers dance to Peter Frampton's music on Friday and Saturday in the Aronoff Center. How about the previously issued pieces, not the brand new stuff? What titles are we talking about?
It's basically, I gave Devin and Missy a list of material that we are capable of doing live, and they chose their 20 to 25 minute pieces from made up total of 25 minutes. It's catalog stuff of mine that people know. So I don't really want to give the game away at this point as to what the set list is, but I think people will enjoy what they hear.
I'll bet they will. And it's happening Friday and Saturday. We'll see you at the Cincinnati Ballet, Peter Frampton, and thanks so much for visiting with us.
Very nice. Thank you for having me again.
And for more information and link to the ballet and to Peter Frampton, you can visit WVXU.org. And for Around Cincinnati with Peter Frampton, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
I wonder if I'm dreaming. I feel so unashamed. I can't believe this is happening to me. I watch you when you're sleeping. Then I wanna take your love. Oh, won't you show me the way? Yeah. I want you show me the way, night and day. I want you day after day. I want you day after day.